Introduction, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I can say good morning everyone. It's a great pleasure to me to be here. Thank you for inviting me. In my speech, I would like to speak to you about the future internet activities we have done recent years in Hungary and I would like to also give you some insight into the future internet related programs in the European Union, mainly in the Horizon 2020 framework program. First, I'm going to speak about the future term, but first let me have a look into the history of the internet. I am glad that there are many young participants here in the audience. I guess you might not be heard about these applications you can see on the slide. Wofer, Mosaic, and Ella. I can give you the solution, the answer, what these applications mean. Wofer was an application player protocol for retrieving, searching, and distributing text-based documents. I was very happy when maybe in 1993, I could download a document from the National Library of the American, the Library of the National Congress from the United States. It was amazing feeling to get an American document and I could read it. Also, the Mosaic was the first browser which popularized the World Wide Web in the world. Ella was the first Hungarian electronic mail system which were used in the academic sphere, academic institution in Hungary. It was operated by the National Information Infrastructure Development Program. So these applications are introduced into the net 20 years ago, and that time nobody thought that we would have YouTube, we would have Instagram and similar applications and services on the net, and then we are sitting on a train, we can use mobile internet. So it's looking at the achievements we have reached for 20 years, it's really a fantastic thing. And if you ask me what future internet mean, actually I cannot give you a well-defined answer. I can use only this analogy which I mentioned to you, that I'm sure that 20 years from now we will have much more sophisticated and advanced technologies and applications on the net. Maybe we will live in the environment of Matrix. So now I would like to tell you some words still on the beginnings. You may know that the internet started in the United States 45 years ago. That time, the internet was only some connections between computer centers. I like this picture because it shows the current structure of the internet connections, and it's interesting that this structure is very similar to the neuron connections of the human brain, and also the distribution of the galaxies over the or in the universe. So I think the internet is one of the most important achievements, technical achievements of the 20th century. But we know and we can experience every day that the current internet has many technical deficiencies. I listed some of them on this slide. We all know that there are problems with the quality of services, security issues. Everybody heard about the IP address, decryption of IP addresses of the internet, and the professionals also know that some of the internet protocols have quite a low performance, for example, the TCP protocol. So beside the technology push, which comes from the technical side, the user demand also push a big pressure on the internet, and you can see big numbers which features this usage of the internet. So to meet the needs from the technical side and also from the users, we would need a new internet, a next generation internet, which can be mentioned as future internet. But it is very important to mention during the debate on the, for example, in Hungary, on the internet tax and similar things, it is very important to understand that the current internet is an open system, which means that it is based on free publicly available standards, and everybody can access to these standards and build applications and technologies based on these standards. And due to this openness of the internet, is actually a source of innovation. So if we try to control and limit the usage of the internet and we use, for example, tax rules which control the usage of the internet, in that case we will control the innovation which is embedded in the technology. So, as I mentioned to you, it's difficult to define the future internet. What I can say is that I'm convinced that the internet of the future will embrace many, many smart applications and services based on obviously advanced technology. The European Union understood the importance of the future internet. Therefore, 6 years ago, they had a conference on future internet affairs, and this conference made a declaration on the importance of the future internet concerning the innovation and competitiveness of the European Union. Hungary got on this train of the European future very early. I am glad that during the Hungarian EU presidency in the first half of 2011, we could organize the Future Internet Week in Budapest, which actually embraced several professional events, including Future Internet Assembly, Internet of Things workshop, Future Internet Research and Experimentation workshop, and so on. To create a community behind the Hungarian Future Internet activities and to reach a critical mass of research in Hungary, in 2011 we initiated the establishment of the Future Internet National Technology Platform in Hungary, which is similar to the professional organizations in the European Union. The goal of this organization is actually it doesn't have a legal entity, but it brings almost all the stakeholders interested in the future internet research in Hungary, and this platform develop a national strategy on the future internet and disseminate information on the national activities and also in the on the European wide activities on future internet as well. Because agriculture and food industry are key sectors in Hungary, the competitiveness and performance of these sectors are very important for us. Therefore, we also supported the establishment, the foundation of agriculture and food industry chapter within the technology platform. This chapter, headed by Professor Miklós Erdőn, and our goal, our objective is to create some kind of national strategy in this area next year, and we would like to cooperate with other EU member states as well in this field. I am also glad that the University of Debrecen is very active in this field, and 2 years ago one of the biggest future research project or program started 2 years ago, which is coordinated also by the University of Debrecen. This is the so-called first project, which will be finished this year, but I hope that there will be some kind of continuation of this project. It's also important that this project is supported, funded from the structural fund. So it means some kind of synergy between the EU funded programs and the national programs. The first project had several R&D sub-projects related to future internet, like cyber physical systems, 3D internet, and Internet of Things, and so on. I'm also glad that the center of the European Institute of Technology is located in Budapest, and it has a so-called knowledge and innovation community in the field of ICT, and there is a Hungarian node of this organization coordinated by the Ötvös Loránd University. The mission of this so-called knowledge innovation committee is to make Europe into a global leader in ICT innovation. And ICT Labs also done a lot of research on future internet in Hungary. Now I would like to get on the future internet in the European programs. The Horizon 2020 for the years of 2014 and 2020 brought some advantages, for example, the simplification of the evaluation procedures, and also that the budget is 40% higher than in the Framework Program 7. But regarding the ICT programs, the situation was a little bit more simpler for the researchers, because earlier all the ICT calls and programs are integrated into one work program. Now this is not the case in the Horizon 2020, because it has actually three pillars, three priorities: excellent science, industrial leadership, and societal challenges. So if you look at, if you are looking for ICT application in Horizon 2020, you have to look at all the three, several work programs in all the three priorities, because, for example, smart cities applications are embedded into the circular, clean and efficient energy, and for example, intelligent transport. well and do exploit the results of the future research and development for the sake of the society and also the economy. Now we are living in the work program for 2014-2015. Almost all the calls are closed in this work program, and there is only one open call in future. And now this is about the 5G network infrastructure, which will be closed in the end of this month. I like to mention this call because I think it will change the whole information infrastructure maybe 10 years from now, because just to mention one data that one of the goals is to develop mobile communication with at least 1 gigabit per second bandwidth. So actually, I think it will change everything in the field of info communication and computing. So it will not be only mobile communications, it will affect the whole infrastructure. And now I'd like to talk about also a so-called public-private partnership program, which has started 2010. It has three phases, and now we are in the third phase. It is the main goal of this program is to support at least 1,000 enterprises to develop smart applications and services. Now the European Commission supports the so-called fiber accelerators, which distribute money for SMEs and startup companies. Actually, 80 million euros will be distributed among the applicants. There are many open calls now in this program, and this program covers a number of several sectors, including agri-food area as well. Let me tell you that on the 26th of November, we will hold information day on this fiber access program, and we will show not only the 16 accelerators, but we will give some practical advice to the application developers as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your presentation. The floor is open for questions, interventions, comments. 1, 2, 3. The presentation was very clear, no questions. Thank you very much. Our last speaker in the plenary session is Ms. Katalin Viola from Kanden, Hungary. So the share of ladies in the plenary session is 20%, like in the Hungarian parliament. Professor Miklós Herdon has to increase this share by 30-40% by next year. I invite Katalin Viola.